Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding Islamic political directives is that what should be the relationship of a Muslim state with neighboring non-Muslim states? Now, since it is generally believed that a Muslim state has been obligated to wage war on the basis of disbelief against people, against the kuffar or the disbelievers who surround a Muslim state, so therefore these relationships can never be congenial. A Muslim state has to acquire enough power to sort of subjugate non-Muslim countries which may be bordering with that Muslim country. So in other words, if this concept is true, then there can be no friendly relations between a Muslim country and a non-Muslim country, simply because that non-Muslim country will always be threatened by that Muslim country, because Muslims in their collectivity think that waging war against disbelievers, against the kuffar, as non-Muslims are generally thought to be, is a religious obligation which is imposed on the Muslims. Now, it needs to be appreciated that this is an absolutely baseless concept which has emerged from the Quran, which has been erroneously emerged from the Quran. The Quran is absolutely clear that waging war against disbeliefs is something which was confined to the messengers of God in their times. And in the times of the messengers of God, the Almighty punished people who deliberately denied the truth. And it was primarily, this is what happened for the last time in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, through his companions, he subjugated the Jews and the Christians of his times, and also the idolaters. And they were also told that if they persist in their ways, they were told much beforehand, then the scourge of the Almighty, the wrath of the Almighty, will land upon them. So this is a particular case in point. And this is actually a lesser day of judgment, if you take the words of the Quran. And the Quran says that the greater day of judgment, which is bound to come one day, people keep forgetting that. So in order to make it an observable reality, an empirical reality, some lesser days of judgment, they were created on this earth in the times of the various messengers of God. And people who intentionally denied the truth, they were punished in those times. And they were called the kuffar as a result, because they were the people who had intentionally and deliberately denied the truth. They were convinced of the truth and they still denied it. So this was something which related to the direct addresses of the messengers of God. It has no bearing, it has no relationship to later people. So it has to be construed, it has to be understood that an Islamic state or a Muslim state has no longer the right to wage war on the basis of conquering other Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries, simply because they are, in their view, they are kuffar. As I said, this whole law, this whole issue related to the messengers of God. If you read the Quran very carefully, the Quran is absolutely explicit that the messengers of God waged war on the basis of disbelief of the people, of their addresses, and they subjugated them. Today, of course, this law no longer applies. However, this does not mean that jihad is something which has vanished from the Islamic Sharia. The Islamic Sharia is the eternal part of the Islamic Sharia, is in which there is still one form of jihad, and that is against coercion, against persecution, against oppression. So a Muslim state can still wage jihad on the basis of these bases. Come what may, if they are perpetrated by a Muslim country or a non-Muslim country, if oppression is let loose in a Muslim country or a non-Muslim country, some Muslim country, if it has power, it can still wage war upon that perpetrator and subjugate it. However, subjugating non-Muslim countries in the name of Islam is something which is an erroneous misconception which has arisen in our fiqh. Primarily, as I said, subjugating people in the name of Islam is something which even never happened in the time of Islam, in the time of the prophets of Islam. The correct interpretation or the correct word for this is that people who had intentionally denied the truth, they were punished for this behavior. And this punishment was actually meted out to them in the times of the last prophet of God also. So it was not like conquering them for the cause of Islam. It was actually punishing them. It was God punishing people just as he would on the day of judgment for this deliberate denial. So a Muslim country, it has to be very clear in its foreign policy. It cannot wage war against non-Muslims on the basis of Islam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ